Okay, this is Sergeant Javier Aceves, and this is the interview of Correctional Officer Celeste Fernandez. Today's date is November 14, 2020, and the time is 18:50 hours. We are inside interview room number 2 of the Internal Affairs Unit. Officer Fernandez, I am conducting an administrative investigation into the in-custody death incident in which you have been involved. Also present in this interview is Sergeant Abel Oropeza and your representative attorney David Goldwasser. During this investigation, I will be gathering facts and looking for circumstances which led up to the in-custody death incident. At the conclusion of the investigation, the administration will review the incident to determine if department policy has been followed. You are admonished that if any information is obtained, whether during the investigation or during the administrative review, that indicated you have violated any department orders, rules, regulations, policies, or procedures, you could be subject to disciplinary action. Do you understand?
Yes.
Due to the nature of this administrative investigation, Government Code Section 3303H requires me to advise you of your rights. Therefore, it is important that you understand that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in court. You have the right to an attorney before and during questioning. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you before questioning if you wish. Do you understand each of these rights that I've explained to you?
Yes.
With these rights in mind, would you like to speak to me now?
No.
Okay, speak up.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, while you have the right to remain silent with regard to any criminal investigation, you do not have the right to refuse to answer my questions administratively. This is an administrative investigation. I am therefore ordering you to answer all of my questions fully and honestly. If you refuse to answer my questions, your refusal to do so and or silence can be deemed as insubordination and result in administrative discipline up to and including termination. Any statement you make under compulsion of the threat of such discipline cannot be used against you criminally or in any civil proceeding except in limited circumstances. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you aware this interview is being recorded?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Celeste is your first name, right?
Yes.
Okay, Celeste Fernandez. Okay, so would you please tell me what your assignment is as far as your work?
I'm a correctional officer at the city jail, Santa Ana City Jail, and my assignment this rotation is 3 Charlie Mott officer.
Okay. 3 Charlie mod.
Officer,
so that means
yeah.
you're assigned to that mod?
Yes.
Okay. And how many mods are there?
In our facility, we have 4 per floor. And we have, on the 3rd floor and the 4th floor, there are 4 mods on each floor. On the 2nd floor, we have... they're like bunks that are housed. So 8 mods total.
Okay. And were you working on November 3rd, 2020?
Yes.
Okay. And what shift and what was your assignment?
I work graveyards, 1800 to 0630, but I was asked to come in early for mandatory overtime, and I arrived at 3 p.m. To assist with search and escort, assigned as search and escort from 3 o'clock till my shift at 6.
Okay. And then at 6 you went back to your assignment of 3 Charlie?
Yeah, at approximately 6:15 I got up to 3 Charlie to get my briefing from the last shift and to start my shift.
Okay. And what are your normal days?
Work days? Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, every other Saturday night.
Okay. And on November 3rd, what was your assignment and what did that entail?
I was assigned to 3 Charlie, mod officer, and it just entails 3 Charlie is our quarantine unit. So it's a modified unit. One cell comes out every hour, So it could be one or two inmates, depending on how many are in the cell. And 3 Charlie runs until approximately midnight. That's when the last inmate goes back into their cell, if they're housed in the order that we're supposed to take them out. So we have a schedule for each cell and the times that they come out.
Okay. And so what is your assignment as far as what you do?
As a module officer, you're making sure that safety and security, that they get their time out. 3 Charlie, like I said, there's only one, so you still have to run and do your checks in the other cells because they're all still locked down. Only, like I said, one cell out at a time. Medical, when medical comes in, they have to do their medication pass, so we administer the medication to the inmates. So it's just run like a regular mod. My duties are just to make sure everybody gets their time out, gets access to phones, or whatever they choose to do, outdoor rec, TV.
Okay. And how many cells are in a mod?
32 cells.
32 cells. And do you know how many inmates were assigned to that mod on November 3rd, graveyard shift?
That mod rotates a lot. I want to say, I believe I had 25 that night. I'm not exactly sure, but I believe I had 25 that night.
Do you do a head count?
Yeah, I do a head count. So whatever, I do a head count the beginning of the shift, and then we do a head count at midnight or 11:30, and then so we have 3 formal head counts.
Does that get recorded anywhere?
Yes.
Okay, so
it's recorded on the logs.
Okay. And you said you conduct inmate checks. Is that correct?
Correct.
Checks.
Okay. Welfare checks.
Can you describe the process on what that is? What do you do?
If they're not out, we go cell to see if they're okay, what they're doing inside their cell to make sure their safety and welfare is okay. And that would entail me walking to each cell that's occupied. So only having 25 inmates, not all of the cells are occupied.
Okay, and the mod has 2 levels?
Yes, so that would be downstairs and upstairs.
Okay, so you conduct your checks, like you said, you look into the cells, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, through an open door, through a glass
window?
Through
a glass window, because they're locked in their cells.
And how often are the checks conducted?
Twice an hour.
Okay, so every 30 minutes?
Approximately, and don't have a time, it's just twice in an hour is what the policy states, so approximately, okay. I would suppose. If they're out for day room or if medical comes in, sometimes there's other circumstances that are, but it's also documented and logged in the
So shift. All the inmates are checked twice an hour? When they're locked down. Are there any inmates that require checking more often, more frequently?
Unless they're on a specific type of detailed watch, that would be the only time that they would be having to be checked more often than not. But no, if they're in a general unit without any specifications, it's normal.
Okay. So you conduct your check, and then do you note that you conducted a check anywhere?
Yes, in the computer.
Okay.
It's logged into the computer system.
Okay. And what information do you write as far as the log?
We have the system does a welfare check, or you can put it in manually if you do it at a certain time and don't have a chance to do it, to put it in the computer at that moment. You can put the time, you know, in the log, the time, welfare. I put welfare check code 4. That's what I, but there's a welfare check when it's only a welfare check, and then there's a mod operations. So like if I have medical in there and I conducted medical, then I put what I've done with medical and then whatever else I've done from that point on when medical was in there.
Okay. Is there a some sort of an alert or a timer that tells you to conduct a check, or is that done based on check?
It's based on the last check.
Okay. So I provided you the log.
Yes.
Can you tell me what log entry you made? I guess starting off, can you show me where?
From
the time you took over that mod.
Okay. I'll have to look at.
Celeste, while you're looking at that, I want to clarify real quickly. There's no automated system that would signal like a reminder chime or anything like that?
No, nothing.
Okay. Cool, thank you.
So at 7 o'clock is when I put my first, it looks like I came in at 1825 and conducted the head count. I was at 26 inmates at that point. I did a welfare check, and at 7 o'clock I let inmate Haney out for a day room time.
Okay, so you took over the mod at what time?
At 1825.
Okay.
Because I came in from, at 1800 I was in booking, at 1820 I was 10-8 for assignment, at 1825 I conducted my headcount, and I was at 26 inmates, and the welfare check at that time was code 4. At 1900 I let inmate Haney out for day room time, and then I did another welfare check at 7:38 p.m. 8:20 p.m. was a welfare check. Medical at 8 p.m. 8:20, I did a welfare check. I had inmate at 8:47. I did another welfare check. At 9 o'clock, I entered. At 12:50, Bree came in to administer medications, and I notated all of the medications, who was given medications,
okay,
and who refused. She had left at 9 o'clock at 2100, and I notated that she was 1098. That I was secured the inmate that was out at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. He was secured back in his cell, and I had let another inmate out for his hour day room time.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock. I opened up my module, and I didn't document it. We opened up. So in 3 Delta, there was another officer in there that was in there for mandatory the head stayed mandatory overtime, which was. Oh, I don't have 3 Delta in here. This is just all 3 Charlie. Or, no, I don't know. 3 Delta, I don't know. It was. An officer from 1A, and I blank. He's a newer, younger officer. I am blanking on his name right now. He was in 3 Delta, and so he was. I was told to open up at 9 o'clock, and he was told to open up at 9 o'clock. I was to go on my break, So that way he could go home at 9:30. So I went on my break after I finished inputting the information in the computer. I went on my break at approximately 9:15-ish, and I think around there, and came back about 9:30. So 15 minutes, I don't know, came back to relieve him so he could leave.
When you say open up, what are you describing?
The partition. Okay. We have partitions that we open up between the modules so that one officer takes over in the evening. And we usually rotate, but there was no one to rotate with me because the officer was, the normal officer wasn't there that night, and that's why we had the mandatory. So three Charlie and three Delta were open. And after three Charlie, three Delta, at 9:50, I did another welfare check. And that was between both three Charlie and three Delta. Okay. So at that moment, when I take over, then I have to do both sides. So I start my welfare checks on the bottom, and then I go up to the top. That's just how I do it. Whether I start on three Charlie side or start on three Delta side, it doesn't. I don't really have a way of doing that. Sometimes I start on one or the other, just so that they don't know that I'm coming around at that time, so that they don't see anything. 10:28, I did another welfare check for both mods. At 10:57, I did another welfare check. I don't see the head count on here. It's automatic, so the boss would, or the supervisor would have that. It should have been on here too. It should automatically say head count was cleared, but there should be a, in order for him to clear it, we all have to, this only has, but why doesn't, it should be in here. I know it's on there, but the head count is, should be around 11:30-ish.
Okay.
Where it shows that all the inmates are in. But I also did another, I was supposed to go on lunch around midnight, so I did a check prior to that at 11:47.
Okay. And you were relieved for lunch?
I was.
Okay, and who relieved you?
Officer Valenzuela.
Okay, that would be Mary?
Yes.
Okay. Prior to this, on a prior occasion, you watched surveillance camera video of the jail, right?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, as I did?
Yes.
And I observed Valenzuela come in to relieve you. Approximately, that occurred, would that be midnight? Midnight.
Yeah, about midnight. Okay. I think I left around 12:05 for okay. lunch.
Is there a conversation that occurs when you guys get relieved or pass information off?
Yeah, if there's anything pertinent, any information that we need to pass on, that's usually when we do it. It's not necessarily, it just depends on if there was anything going on that night or if I expected maybe medical to come back in or something that I would pass on to her. That night everything was good. I had said everything was fine, and that was it. That I can recall, I didn't.
So as far as you can recall, there's nothing that you conveyed to her that needed to be done or had been done or anything like that?
No, I honestly don't recall if I told her that I had just done a check to let her know that, we didn't need to do one maybe for another 10 or 15 minutes. I do that a lot, but I couldn't say for sure that I did it that night.
Okay. Is there a way for somebody to find out when the last check was conducted?
Yes, it would be in our. It would be to look into the system in the computer where I just told you where it shows that I've done my welfare checks. That's how you can see when the last welfare check was conducted.
And that's at the desk in between the mods.
No, we each have our own computer terminal. Or well, depending on what side you're sitting on, there's a computer terminal on each module to be able to view that.
Okay, so if you were to relieve somebody and you didn't get that information, if nothing was exchanged as far as information, how would you obtain that information when the last check was conducted?
I would go into the log, and I would look at and to see when the last welfare check was conducted.
Is that common knowledge, everyone's responsibility?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Do you have anything, sir?
Yeah. You mentioned welfare checks. Would that be the same as a cell check?
Yes, yes.
All right. Now, you also mentioned that these welfare checks are done twice an hour. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, how do you base that?
I generally do mine about 30 to 40 minutes within the hour, depending on the situation or whatever's going on. Again, I try and do mine every 30 minutes so that I know I do two, you know. That's what I try and do my best sometimes.
And how do you gauge the when you're supposed to do it?
I look and see what time I did my last one.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you document the times you do your welfare checks on a computer log. Is that correct? Okay. Does everyone have access to your log on the computer,
yeah,
or are you the only one that has access to that log?
No. You can view all the logs. You can go to different units to see if you wanted to see what was going on in that unit.
Okay. So everyone can view each other's logs, but so for example, can I go into your log and document or not document welfare checks?
If my log is open, and I wasn't at my computer, I suppose you could do that. It would document on my computer. Under mine, if I left mine open, yes.
Okay, is that common practice to leave your log open if you go out to lunch or on a break?
I think, let me clarify real quick. When you say leave open, you're saying leave your username as the active
correct
person?
Okay,
yes. You need to clarify that for these gentlemen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So we each have a user log,
mm-hmm,
and if our user log is open, then yes, someone can have access and put it in. I suppose could put it in on their log. If, say, for some reason you were having trouble, if someone else conducts the security check, I generally will put CO so-and-so conducted welfare check code for.
Okay.
Or if, you know, and that's that way it's documented on who, if I didn't personally do it.
Okay. Now, is that common practice to leave your log on information logged on the computer so that someone can access it?
No. I mean, generally, if you leave a station, you should log out.
Celeste, to clarify, you're logging out. Does that lock the master log?
No.
So no one can make further entry?
On mine. On my user ID, no one would be able to make it. If I locked my computer, they wouldn't be able to log in unless they had my passcode.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So we last left off with you going to lunch at about midnight.
Correct.
With CO Valenzuela relieving you.
Yes.
As far as you can recall, there was nothing special that evening as far as conversation that you passed off to her, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you came back at what time from your lunch break?
Approximately 1:05.
Okay. Would it show that on the log?
No. Okay. Unless I made an entry or anything like that, no.
Okay. So... So can you tell me, can you again highlight the last entry you made prior to going to lunch?
11:47 p.m.
Okay. And what's the next entry? Who made the next entry?
CEO Valenzuela.
Okay. At what time?
1:04.
At 1:04. Okay. And after... CEO Valenzuela, is there another log entry?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, when CEO...
It's later on in the morning.
At what
time? After the incident, it looks like. Three, Charlie. 2:30. By CEO Audello.
Okay, so at 2:30 was the following entry?
2:30.
Okay.
And then...
And who made that entry?
CEO Audello.
Okay. So when you returned from lunch and to resume the post there, you had a conversation with Valenzuela, is that...?
Yeah, it was... nothing, it was just more of, how was your lunch, I think, you know, nothing pertinent, nothing that I recall, and it was a few minutes, and I went to I was on my side, in 3 Charlie, and she was in 3 Delta, and we had a brief conversation, and then she exited.
Okay.
But I don't know what time. I don't really recall when she actually left the unit from when I came in. Maybe 10 minutes or so.
Okay. And do you recall the conversation?
I don't think it had anything to do with anything.
Okay. Do you have anything, partner? So, as far as you know, she didn't say, hey, I just conducted the check or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And her entry was at 1:04, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and that was the same time you returned. So, according to the video here, that I viewed, you came in, let's see what time, at 1:04.
I think I came in through the 3 Delta side.
Okay, I'm going to play the video, surveillance camera video. Okay. There's actually two cameras that we're viewing. They're marked 3 Delta officers podium.
Yes.
And 3 Delta cells 21 and 24.
Okay.
So in zooming in to 3 Delta officers podium, and the start time is around 11:40 p.m., that would be you, is that correct?
That's me.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to fast forward.
Okay.
And you got up right there. Can you tell me what you're doing?
I started my welfare check.
Okay. You conduct your welfare check. Okay.
So I start over on this, the cell 16. I go around to 1. Then I start over in 3, Charlie 1. Go around this way, and then I go up the stairs.
Okay.
I go up the stairs in 3, Charlie. So I start, the way I do it, I start from cell 25 and 3 Charlie and come around, because we have partitions that open up to up on the top, so then we can just walk all the way around. We don't have to go up and down the stairs.
Okay, and when you look into a cell, what are you looking for?
That they're breathing. They're either awake or they're asleep, but that they're breathing and they're alive.
That they're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you return back to the podium area?
Yes.
At about 11:47?
And I make my entry.
You make your entry. What entry are you making?
The welfare check. Welfare check entry.
Okay. What time was that?
11:47.
Okay, perfect. Okay, it's continuing to play. Now, this terminal behind you, that's what, 3 delta?
This is 3 delta.
Okay. And the same information is available, right?
Yeah.
On all terminals?
Yes. So we can log on in any terminal that's available.
Okay. So we have a CO come in. Who is that CO?
That's Mary.
Okay. And what's the approximate time?
Midnight.
Okay. Okay, so she's going to a podium, 3 delta?
That's 3 delta.
Okay. Do you know if she logged on?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know when she logged on, if she logged on.
Okay. And in the video, it appears that she's looking towards you. I don't know if she's having a conversation with you, or do you recall?
Probably. She probably said something to me. I'm probably talking with my back.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I turn around at some point. Inmates are very loud at night sometimes.
So you hear the inmates. Do you know what inmate, who that is, or is it?
No,
just
it could have been anywhere, one
right?
Of the cells.
Okay.
It's in 3 delta. I'm not sure.
Do you know what Mary Valenzuela's assignment was that night?
I believe she was search and escort. So,
what do they do?
It's just relieving where needed, escorting inmates to and from medical, escorting inmates to county if we need to escort inmates to county, just basically helping out in the facility
wherever
they're needed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Assisting in booking, things like that. I logged out.
And how do you know that you logged out?
Because that's my logout screen.
Okay.
It's the screen that logs out when it comes up.
So at about 12:01, you log off the computer?
Yes.
It appears you're showing her something, maybe, from a book?
Just a book that I thought she'd be interested in reading.
Thank you. What was that sound?
It sounded like someone was coming in. It was either someone coming into the module, and it looks like somebody's coming in. Okay, so somebody coming into the module.
Who was that that came in?
Not sure, actually. I have to look at her face. I think it might have been... It looks like from behind, it might be SCO Cobble.
Okay.
But I would have to actually see her face. Okay. To know.
So right there, you just walked out of view of the camera, and that's about at 12:02 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's SCO Cobble.
That's Cobble?
Yeah, SCO Cobble.
Okay. Do you know what she would be doing there?
Rounds, or delivering paper. She's supervisor.
Okay.
Senior correction officer.
Okay, so at this point it appears that everyone has left, COs, and it's just Mary Valenzuela.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to fast forward it.
Okay.
We'll see what she does here. So she's at her post there, which is the podium. Did she tell you anything, that there was something wrong with her that night? Do you remember if she said anything?
No.
Okay. Okay, so even though I'm fast-forwarding it, it's taking some time, so I'm going to go ahead and move it along a little bit faster. And just tell me if she leaves that post. So we're at 12:28. She hasn't left. She still hasn't left her post. Okay, at 12:46, what is she doing at that time?
I can't really tell. Her head's down. I can't make out clearly exactly what she's doing.
Okay. So, as we're going fast forward on this, you can see her head nodding up and down?
Yes.
Okay, and then it appears you're back, you come in?
Yes.
Okay. Playing it at regular speed, and that sounds like the door's opening. Would that be you coming back in?
That would be me coming back in.
Okay, and the time is 1:04.
Yes.
1:04 a.m. You're back in the picture. She's saying something like I can't understand. Do you recall what she was saying?
I might have said something to her, and she might have responded. I'm not sure.
Okay. What are you doing now?
I'm logging into my computer.
Okay.
What is that noise?
I don't know. Could be a flushing toilet.
So it sounds like you were having a conversation with her.
Yeah,
still no idea.
Just a obviously a personal conversation.
Okay. Do you recall her saying anything as far as the last check was conducted, something
no.
going on with certain inmates?
No, and I didn't ask.
Okay. Let's fast forward.
Telling her about my mass I have on my knee.
What were you telling her?
About my knee. I have a mass in my knee that I have to go.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, so now she's getting up from her desk.
She just told me to call her when I wanted my break, my last break.
Okay.
Because she was supposed to relieve me for my last break, too.
So right now she's walking out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's walking out. What is she doing right there?
Yawning.
She's yawning as she's walking out. Okay. All right, so she's out at 1:14 and 21 seconds. What are you doing now? What do you do?
I check my wife. Whatever, usually homework. I'm in school, so I'll use my time when I'm not doing checks to do homework or Bible study.
Okay. Would you actually go in there and see what occurred?
Yeah, I'll check my log to, and that's what I did because I didn't get a pass on and I didn't ask her when the last check was, and I try as often as I can to ask. Oh, when was the last check? Or I'll try and tell, like, a check is due in the next 20 minutes or so, just so that they're aware and I'm aware. or if like a check is due right at that moment or whatever, I'll try to give a heads up. But sometimes, you know, you get to talking and you forget.
Yeah, you forget.
So I checked to see when the last check was, and that's when I noticed, oh, it was 104. Okay, so check was done 10 minutes ago. Cool, I still have a little bit of time before I need to do another check.
Okay.
That was what I had in my head. It was like, oh, the check was completed, so I don't need to do one for another, you know, 20 minutes.
Okay, so you log in to see when the next check was completed because that was an exchange verbally.
Correct.
So you do your check, and you log in to find out. And what time was that? You said it was 104?
It was 104.
And who entered that info?
Mary Valenzuela.
Okay. Did you see her conduct the check?
No.
Okay. So she entered that, and she didn't conduct the check. That's what happened.
You didn't have any personal observation and...
Correct.
And nothing that indicated from the video review.
Correct.
Okay. Anything?
Yeah. So this... we keep pointing to this log that's in front of you, this copy of this log.
Yes.
What in fact is that?
This is the facility log of modules, booking, anything that occurs of significance or relevance were to document, you know, our duties. You know, so when we do our welfare checks, our medical, anything that pertains to our unit, or we also, that kind of keeps track of everything.
Okay, so when you check to see when the last welfare check was at 0104,
yes.
What did you actually review to confirm that?
The log, the computer log. It showed here that a welfare check was conducted, and so that's what I went off of.
Okay.
Let me clarify real quick. Are you, when you are looking at it digitally, does it have the same format as this printed copy?
No, not at all. This printed copy does not look like our computer copy. I mean, our computer just shows, it doesn't show every module. It'll just show like entries on there. And if I want to be specific and just go into my module, like where it might, just my log, I can pull up my log only where it's only going to show what I've done for the whole night, as opposed to showing what everybody's doing the all night.
Okay, but based on the information you receive when you check the jail log,
yes,
you're able to determine what time the last check was done for module 3C and 3D, is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to continue with the video. I'm going to hit play, moving forward from 1:14 a.m. So I'm looking at surveillance camera 3, Delta, cells 2124. I'm going to zoom in on that. I'm going to hit play. So I'm looking at cell. What cell would that be?
24.
It appeared there was movement, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. And that would be at time 1:15 with 37 seconds. Okay. I'm going to continue to play. Fast forward. Okay, so I'm looking at the video at 1:30. What are you doing now?
I get up to conduct my welfare check.
Okay. And that's for both mods?
For both mods. So I start on the bottom tier of 3 delta. And then I'll finish that and I start in 3 Charlie.
So you could see your you walking throughout the mod with your flashlight.
Some lights are on, some lights aren't. So if the lights aren't on, I have to use my flashlight.
Okay, so what time did you start your check?
1:30.
Okay. And the prior check was at?
104,
so well within the time, right? The 30 minutes?
Correct.
The twice per hour?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So we're looking at a surveillance camera that covers 3 delta cells 21 and 24. And what are you doing there?
I went back. I must have noticed something, so I kind of wanted to double check and see what he was doing. We all do that sometimes if I catch a glimpse of something and think.
Okay. And you're using your flashlight?
I use my flashlight. Okay. So I still have my flashlight in my hand.
And what cell number is that one?
24.
Can you tell me what you saw?
I saw inmate Jones with the sheets around his neck. What appeared to be hanging from a...
And what are you trying to do now?
I'm putting away my flashlight, grab my radio, and calling out for help for available officers and medical to respond to 3 Delta.
Okay, is that just like a blast to everybody
yes,
at the jail?
Yes, it's throughout. So I use my radio to call for SNEs to respond, as well as medical staff to 3 Delta for a possible attempt.
So that's what you put out, that it was a suicide?
I put a 914.
Okay.
Then I put my radio away, grab my keys to open the door. Medical comes in, and I'm telling her to hurry, I believe. And so she starts to go, and as I'm trying to open the door.
That's at 1:36. And who is this medical?
That's the RN, Stacy.
Okay.
I don't know her last name.
And what happens now?
So I open the door. I wait for her to come up so we can enter the cell. I'm waiting for people to respond.
I know this is traumatic,
I see him just sitting. He's white, pale. That's Albion Bree, and that's C.O. Elizondo. I'm not sure. She's a new Albion. I don't know her name.
Okay. And they're entering into?
3 Delta side.
Okay, the 3, per the camera.
Yeah. So I'm yelling for scissors or something because I attempted to remove the sheets from his neck, but they were so tight I couldn't get them off. Elizondo goes in with me, and at that point I am behind inmate Jones as Elizondo went to try and remove the sheets. I pull up inmate Jones by like the underarms and hold him up to alleviate the pressure, and Elizondo was able to get the sheets removed. I don't know how. Honestly, I don't remember that. Once the sheets were removed, he and I grabbed him because he was wedged. Not wedged so much, but the way the bed is and the cell, the toilet. He was in between the cells and the toilet, like dangling, kind of like a swing, like if you were sitting on a swing like that, where he was just sitting into it.
Was he facing towards the door?
He was facing towards the door. Okay. That's how I was able to see his face was, yeah.
And what's happening now?
More officers are responding.
Who are those officers?
I'm not sure who I think that's Adello, and that's Garcia. Let's see, that's Gallegos. Oh, no, that's Gallegos and Adello.
Okay. And they're at the cell.
Yes. And that's Garcia. That's Villegas. That's C.S. Villa, and that's Valenzuela. So Elizondo and I are pulling him out, and so he's half in and half out. His feet were still in the, his legs were still in the, and Bree immediately starts CPR, or compressions, and I rotate in at some point with her and Elizondo.
To give compressions?
To give compressions. Okay. And then I was asked by CS via to leave.
Now, where did you go?
I went into 3 Charlie, and then I went into the rec yard in 3 Charlie to get here.
Okay. And who's delivering chest compressions right there?
That's Bree.
Okay.
That's the LVN. That's me.
And the time is 1:37 and 59 seconds. Okay. What are the medical staff doing here?
It looks like the emergency. That's our first aid kit. So, getting the AMBU bag.
AMBU bag. Okay. So at this point, you're no longer in the picture, is that correct?
I'm right there.
Okay.
Giving compressions. I think after I do the compressions, that's when she calls me out. I'm not sure. At some point in there. I'm the ones giving compressions right now.
Okay, and who's in charge of the scene at the moment? Is there a supervisor there?
That's CS Villa.
Okay. That's Andrade Villa?
Yes. Alvarez, and that's
at some point while you're there, do the medics arrive or the fire department?
Yes, when I'm after I'm out of the unit and I go back to 3 Charlie and then I come back in.
Did you see them arrive or were they already there when you came back?
No. I don't remember. Okay. I think I was there when they arrived, but then I went out and then I had to come back in.
But they were called.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were called. They were on their way.
And who's giving CPR at the moment?
That's Chest compression.
Bree, okay.
And that's where she, I think, okay. That's where she asked me to leave.
Okay. Any questions, sir?
No, I'll just let you follow up on you.
Okay. Okay, did CO Valenzuela make any spontaneous statement to you regarding the incident?
Not that I can recall. So much stuff happened that night. I just remember walking downstairs and walking out to the rec yard, and Adello, CO Adello, walked with me out there. I was just asked to try and make sure I was composed and if I was okay. I think her first response to me was, "I want to make sure you're okay."
Who said that to you?
CS Villa.
Okay.
Andrade Villa. And I think once I got out of the situation, I had a moment to decompress where realizing what happened.
How long were you assigned to 3 Charlie module before the day of this incident?
We had just rotated shifts, but I had been on vacation for 3 weeks, and so I had only been in there, well, my assignment for 3 Charlie, I had been in there for 1 week. But I had been in there prior to covering because we didn't have an officer to cover 3 Charlie. So I had been familiar with that unit for a while.
Okay. Were you familiar with Mr. Jones?
I was.
How were you familiar with him?
He actually was housed in 3 Charlie for a short time on a discipline. He was on discipline in there with another inmate. But I had encounters with him in other modules. Nothing out of the ordinary. He was always respectful, so I didn't have nothing that called attention to him.
Okay. Now, how about on the day of this incident, did you have any contact with Mr. Jones?
I did not. He was, because he's housed in 3 Delta, and I was mainly in 3 Charlie for the day room portion of it. I had my last check. I saw him. The light was on. He was awake. He looked like he was actually cleaning his cell, is the last impression. And that's, I do remember that. I remember seeing him looking, going, "Oh, it's late," you know. But they're in there 24 hours a day, so it's not unusual for them to be doing it at night.
Okay, so you didn't observe any behavior, or he didn't, or
no.
Mr. Jones didn't make any statements?
Nothing.
Regarding him being distraught?
No, or not to my knowledge, not to my knowledge at all. I'd been in there, I was off Sunday, I was there Saturday night, because it was our long week, so I was in there Saturday night, Sunday I was off, Monday I was in there, and Tuesday I was in there. And I don't recall, and nothing was relayed either way that anything was different or anything, or to watch anybody, because that's one of the questions. Is there anything I need to know? Should I watch anything? Is there anybody, is there issues with anybody in here? That's generally a, pass-on question. You want to know, hey, is there any problems? Is there anybody going, is there anything happening? But no, nothing out of the ordinary. And I don't think he was generally a problem inmate. The reason he was on discipline was for drugs. They found drugs at one point, he was positive for it or something like that. And so that's why he was placed in 3 Charlie for discipline.
Okay. Going back to the logging system.
Yes.
Does the main log that you've been looking at from the jail, does that identify which terminal the actual entry is made from?
I don't know.
So, for example, in your case, since you were in 3 Charlie, would that identify the log was made from terminal in 3 Charlie
and the time? As opposed to, I don't think so. And the only way you can tell where an entry, like, it'll say module 4 Delta Echo, so this was made in 4 Delta Echo. This entry was done for 4 Delta Echo. This entry was done for booking. Here, like, we have access to put in the different modules at different, in different units. So it wouldn't necessarily mean that because I put in a log for 3 Delta, that it came from 3 Delta's module. It would, you know, when I put in my welfare checks, I'll do 1 and 3 Charlie's log and 1 and 3 Delta's log, so it shows that I've done one in both.
How about the date and time of the entry? Would it identify that?
The date and time is on, this shows the date and time, but sometimes, like this one, it shows that she put it in at 2:42, but she says she conducted the welfare check at 2:30, because sometimes we don't put it in right away.
Okay.
So then we'll put the time of what time we did it. So that way, at least you have that, and obviously, check.
Okay, so now in regards to Sio Valenzuela, according to this log, what time did she input her 0104 welfare check?
She put it in at 0104.
And what date did it identify?
November 4th.
Okay. So you came at 0104, you returned, but you had no knowledge of as far as what she had done, as far as her welfare checks, anything like that?
No. Okay. And I didn't ask.
Okay. I got nothing else, sir?
Yeah, a couple quick questions. Did you author a report regarding this incident at any point after?
I did.
Okay. And in the content of that report, I believe there's a minor discrepancy that I wish to clarify and put on the record. What would be the discrepancy that was revealed to you when we viewed the video?
I thought I had flashed my light in there twice. And I just remember after that going, how did the light get on? The light was on in the cell. Did I turn it on? Did somebody turn it on? How was the light on? And that just kept clicking in my head. But obviously after reviewing it, I never flashed my flashlight. It was the light, but I had my flashlight in my hand, so I think it was just kind of an assumption that I had made that I had flashed in there, but I think the startle,
sure.
That I was, of what I just saw, it all just kind of sure. Blended together, so I just made the assumption that I had flashed my light twice, so in my report, it says that I flashed my light twice. But I never put in there that the light was on until I saw that. I was like, oh, the light's on.
Now, was this an incident report that
yes,
you
Yes, an incident report.
Okay, were you directed to write that incident report?
I was asked to write a synopsis of what happened so that they could put it in the report for review.
Okay.
Okay, that's it then. So we're going to go ahead and... The time is 2,000 hours.